Good afternoon. Welcome to Strands of Wisdom, coming to you live September 5th, 2024 on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. My name is Kay Dragon, and I'm here with my co-host, Maureen Hauer, and our special guest today, Dana Suazo. Hi, Maureen. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Kay?
Excellent. Excellent.
Good. I'm glad it's cooler.
Oh, God. Yes, I'm loving this weather. I took Alice out earlier. We went out to the dog park. Didn't let her run around there, but we walked, you know, around the golf course and stuff. Dog park was just a little too muddy.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't want that in my car, but we really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be back to hot weather later, but it's good to have a little break. But anyway, yeah, I'm loving this weather.
Yeah, so. Well, it's September. It's going to end.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Then we can complain about the cold.
There you go. Ready for that. Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So how was your week?
My week? It was okay. It was all right. I discovered the chicken orb.
Oh, yeah.
It was so silly. It's a silly thing, but I have to mention chickens, you know.
Yeah.
So they have this little ball. It looks like a plastic basket, but it's a ball and it has a little latch on it. And you put your chicken in there. And then you put the chicken in the yard, right? And the chicken can roll around and not get attacked by, you know, the red-tailed hawks that we have, right, in our back. Uh-huh. And, yeah, it's just kind of funky and fun and silly. But, of course, if there's a smart hawk, the hawk's going to pick up the whole ball and take the chicken, you know.
That's right.
But we're hoping that doesn't happen.
We'll see it as a handy-dandy chicken basket.
It's silly, but and you got to have some silly in this crazy world. So, mm-hmm. Anyway, I haven't bought it yet, but we'll see. My son will probably think I'm insane. I don't know. My son will think I'm nuts. If I do. I'll say, what is wrong with your mother? Anyway, so probably not. But that's my fun fact for the week. Yeah. Otherwise, things are okay. Yeah.
I don't know if I had any fun facts this week.
That's all I got.
It was just, you know, Labor Day, you know, the new Virgo moon. Because I'm a Virgo and I've got, you know, 5 planets in Virgo here. You know, so
that's a lot.
I know I've got a lot of Virgo. With Virgo in retrograde is interesting.
Yeah.
But I really got into the cleaning, the separating. I've got some bags ready for the Vietnam vets to pick up tomorrow, clothes. Sure. Got rid of some clothes. And then, of course, went shopping for some clothes.
Yeah.
My favorite place.
Gotta fill in the gap.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I've lost weight, so I've had to.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I had to get some clothes that were a little bit smaller, a little more appropriate.
Yeah. Cool.
Got a lot of stuff coming up this fall and you know, metaphysical fairs and fun stuff.
Fun stuff.
Or we could be with our people.
Yes, our tribe.
Yeah, our tribe, absolutely. I'm so lucky to have found that. I think there's a lot of people that, you know, live in different towns who really don't have that.
Yeah. And
it took me years to actually connect. I think it just took a long time, too, for people to you know, find the particular gathering places, whether it's a church, you know, a bookstore, or even meetup, you know, on the internet. That it's like everything changed with COVID. So everything, online. So it's a big difference. But I'm really enjoying getting back out with people again.
Yeah,
hoping to stay well during this whole period of time.
You will. I feel like the worst is over for you. I really do.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
I really appreciate that. Yeah, things have been interesting. A lot of family stuff has been really difficult and ugly and not what I expected. You just kind of get blindsided by family members every once in a while and not knowing where to, you know, where, well, kind of knowing where it came from, but not expecting it.
Right.
You know, I had the same with a lot of that. Yeah.
I had some of that because of the decision I made about Freya, you know, my granddaughter, and I know it was the right one. And so I had to take some flack, but it's okay. We're still floating through that mess right now, but I'm just going to let it be. I can't change it. I know I can't change it. So
I know. I think as women, the choices that we make, we get penalized for sometimes. Mm. And we, you know, can really carry a lot of guilt.
Oh, yeah.
These things because of the choices we make. I know that the choice that you made with Freya was absolutely the best for everyone concerned, you know, the highest good for sure. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm at peace with that. Others are not, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we have a new member of our tribe here, Dana.
Yeah.
Dana, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Yes. And Dana does the, because Kay, you took the class. Maybe you should introduce everybody to what Dana does, and then we'll start see what she can offer, you know, for everybody.
Dana does so much. she really does. I took the Seraphim class, Seraphim and Dahlia. She'll explain that a little bit more. And I'm actually a practitioner of it now, but still I feel like I need to learn so much. I get into her space with these meditations and downloads, and I'm just off. I'm off here, there, wherever I'm supposed to go. Just feel like I'm about a foot off the ground when I leave. Mm-hmm. have to ground a little bit, but it's so interesting and so wonderful. I have to have her address that. She also does. She's a great sound healer. We went to a retreat a couple weeks ago, the Heal the Healers retreat, and she did a sound concert that was just off the hook. I mean, it was so wonderful, so healing, so soothing. And I guess we can't address that today, but maybe someday, Dana, you'll come back and address that again.
Yes, sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
So Dana, how did you get started with this whole practice that you do, this gift that you have? How did you get started with it?
Well, I started out in corporate world, as many of us probably did.
Yep.
I worked at a law firm. I was an office manager. And then after I had my son, I quit because I felt torn, you know, in both directions and felt like I couldn't commit to both places 100%. And I'm a very, you know, 100% gal. And then I just started running into people as, you know, divine guidance leads us, where I started meeting people and they were talking about energy and, you know, metaphysical and healing. And so I ran into different people and I was like, I don't know what you're saying, but it resonates with me. Can you tell me more? And then before I knew it, I just found a little tribe. And then I know Brenda Hardwick and Lizanne Fisher both were teaching the Seraphim, the Seraphic Wisdom classes. And so I took classes from both of them as well as some others. And so before I knew it, I was a practitioner. And then before I knew it, I was a teacher because I decided I wanted to teach it as well.
Sure.
And I also teach traditional Reiki as well as angelic Reiki now. So
pretty cool. So I've never taken the classes, but I'm very interested. So I was going to say, what do you think we need to know? Like in order to apply this to our lives, or, you know, or what are the seraphic angels? I mean, I don't even know that. So.
Yeah. So there is, an order of the choir of angels and the seraphim angels are often depicted as having two or three pairs of wings and are said to be among the highest ranking energies or angels in the hierarchy of angels. So, as with anything, don't, you know, get too caught up in what they look like because it could look different to each person, but that's just how they're typically depicted. And they're here to help at more of a global level, helping Gaia and humanity with our ascension process. And so the seraphim are like the first choir of angels, and they're the closest to Creator. Mm-hmm. And So they're that these particular angels serve as guardians or attendants before God's throne. And then the cherubim are also in the first order, but they're they help the seraphim. So they're below the seraphim and then the thrones. And then there's a second choir of angels. I won't go too much into all this, because I know we only have so much time, but the second choir of angels is the dominions, the virtues, and the powers. And
Wow.
then the third choir of angels are positioned closest to humanity, and those are the principalities and the archangels, which a lot of us know who the archangels are.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Yeah, and some you might feel closer than others.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I work closer to Archangel Michael and Raphael, but you might have your own archangels you work with. And then I angels are here. They really want to help us. So, just call on them and they will help you with, very mundane things such as like asking parking angels to help you find the ideal parking spot whenever you go
Yeah, I've
anywhere.
done
I do
that.
that. Every time, not that I'm a big speeder, I'm not, but I still, I still, for whatever reason, get intimidated when I see a police officer behind me. So I always ask the angels to please let me see the cops before they see me,
Good idea.
Yeah, I like that.
it seems to work. It's weird because like even my car, I don't know why I don't have it programmed to do this, but every once in a while it'll come across my car radio saying, "Police near," and I'm like, "What? Wait, what?"
Well, we all
So
need
I'm
that.
like,
I like
"It must work. It must
that.
work. I don't
I love
know."
that.
Yeah.
It's angelic guidance.
Right,
I love
right.
that. I love that.
Yeah,
So,
yeah.
Dana, I
And
took a Serapidalian.
you took the Love and Faith class and also the Light Essence of the Rocky
Okay,
Mountains.
yeah. I get so out there with that. The energy is so powerful. Could you tell us more about Serapidalian?
Yes, he is Serapidalian. So from what we have, what some have been channeled is, and knowing that, like, even though we've been given this information, it always can come, more information can always come in to anyone, who channels the archangels
Yes.
and/or the seraphim angels. But Serapidalian, we've been told that there are different seraphim angels that are guardians of different parts of the world. And Serapidalian is the guardian for North America. And so he's here to work with us directly. And so yes, like Kay mentioned, I teach the Love and Faith class as well as the Light Essence of the Rocky Mountains. And the Love and Faith class allows you to send healings through Serapidalian. So like being a Reiki healer and or energy healer, you're the conduit for source light energy to come through by simply, sending waves of requests to Serapidalian. He does all the work so that you don't have to take on that energy, allowing, it to be done at a global request if needed for the land or oceans or whatever you send the request for, or even if it's love and healing to others. And me personally, whenever I do send the requests, I always say if it's in the best and highest good, because we never know. It might be in their best and highest good for their situation, but we feel like we need to intervene. And so I always ask Serapidalian, as long as it serves the best and highest good of whatever the situation is.
Yeah, that's a good point to make, because like sometimes we'll have someone who's not doing so well, or having physical challenges and such, and sometimes hanging on longer or certain types of healing might not be in their best interest. They might be ready to leave.
Right. Just like my mom last year, I know that that was her choice. I know that was her plan. And I would send requests, of what if it's in her best and highest good to at least, give her some relief from the intense pain she was feeling and stuff like that. But yeah, or like another example is we were all set to go to Greece in May with the whole family, including girlfriends. And my son's girlfriend informed us that we were leaving Tuesday morning, and my son's girlfriend informed us that Saturday that she couldn't find her passport. And so I was like, okay, what are we going to do about this? And so I did, find out that like she could go to the passport service in Aurora, but you usually need an appointment. So I, did do a faith and faith and manifestation request through Sarah Fidelian that she somehow, found an appointment that, like maybe there was a cancellation or something so that she could get in. But I said, if it's in her best and highest good, because I'm like, maybe she wasn't meant to go on the trip, even though my son would be super sad and she would be sad. And miraculously that day there was a cancellation. She got her passport that day and we all left Tuesday morning.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be stressful.
Yes,
Can't
yes,
find the
yes.
passport. Oh my gosh.
So I feel like knowing when to ask, knowing how to ask, having an intention, allowing yourself to feel like, to me, I have to feel worthy to ask. Like if I'm dealing with, I feel like I'm dealing with these higher beings, I feel like I need to humble myself in order to ask. Am I allowed, because we ask every day certain things, but to be able to reach that, those beings at a higher level, I feel like, how do I do that? Maybe it's just me.
No, I know we all kind of get in our head about that, but they actually really do want to help us and they really love us and they just want us to ask. And so we just have to ask because of course they can't intervene unless we do ask because of our free will. So but they do love to be of service. So yeah, and you'll notice as you tap in more and more and more requests you do and the more you work with those energies, the more you will just know like how protected you are and how God provides. And you'll even notice a shift in how the animals like come to you. I've like walked by, I do a path around the lake all the time in my neighborhood, and there's this field of donkeys. And every once in a while, this donkey will hightail it to the fence for me, for me. And he'll look at me, and I just know he wants me to give him healing. And so I'll give him some healing.
That is
And
so sweet.
I'll even leave with the request that Sarah Fidelian give him extra healing. And
I love
yeah. Well, and
Wow.
Kay, give I mean, remember that day that we did light essence class and how
Oh, yes.
the magpie showed up.
That was so strange.
We first saw a magpie on the roof outside the church where we were doing the class. And it was making a lot of noise. So we looked out and I'm like, oh, there's a magpie. And we were like surprised at how huge it was. And we're like, oh, wow, you're amazing. You're huge. And thank you for showing up for us. And then we started doing the class. And next thing we know, we hear like all kinds of noise outside the window. So of course, we had to look out again. And there was like at least 20 big magpies out there. And they were just like, chattering away. So
Love that.
it was amazing. We were all like stunned about how many magpies and how huge they were.
Oh,
That
that's so cool.
was
Yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, and the magpies and the crows hang together sometimes.
Oh,
Great
yeah. And
song.
then that was the other thing. Then all of a sudden we heard like, crows coming in and chattering. So then they were chattering back and forth. We're like, okay, we're just bringing in all the crows and
It.
the
Love that energy. It's
magpies.
cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just, it, and it did. It just brought in a lot of energy for us for our class because we all had amazing experiences.
We and always do, always do. It just seems like the more classes you do, the more powerful the energies get. Do you feel like you have like a personal relationship with one or another seraphim?
Well,
Was there ever like an aha moment or something like that? Anything like that that you had?
I definitely do feel connected to Sarah Fidelian, of course, because I do so many classes, and now that I have been attuned to the meditation that I'll be doing at the end of this for everyone, I do feel connected to Sarah Fidelian, obviously, but I do feel like Serafina, I feel, has really come in, and I really feel connected. And then it's funny because how Marcia makes those light ladders,
Yes, yeah. I did that this
the
last weekend.
selenite
Yeah.
swords, or she calls them scepters, I think.
Yeah.
It was funny because the one I was drawn to, of course, has seraphinite with it, which is attuned to the seraphim, and I'm like, oh, of course I picked that one out. So you just find that, like, yeah, you are gravitate to things, and then you're like, oh, of course, it would be attuned to the seraphim angels and stuff like that.
Of course, yeah, that's really powerful too.
Yeah, and then Lizanne Fisher also offers a course, which I'm gonna take the teacher class on that later this month. It's called the Seraphim Rose Pyramid System, which she channeled with Sarah Fidelian and then a galactic guide named Andalathar. So then, yeah, as you open up to energies, then you also find more guides and seraphim and galactic guides come in as well to assist us.
Yeah, it's
So.
like you're opening and then you're clearing the old energy probably, and then you're just like these new channels open up. It just happens,
Right,
I think.
exactly.
Yeah, I love that. So cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and then as we more and the more we do these classes and people open up to these classes and these energies, as well as the more often we offer the meditations, which we always offer at free of charge. And I do a lot of times that when I'm doing like full moon or new moon ceremonies, I'll offer that meditation along with a sound bath. We're just opening the energies more for the seraphim to send more light energy to all of us, and the earth grids and everything, just to continue to help us all awaken, and as the new people are awakening.
I, this might be a little off the subject, but I'm also a sculptor. So a couple years ago, I took classes in Boulder. It was a week long, very intense, every day doing these classes from this Italian sculptor. And one of the women in the class was an opera singer, and we didn't know it. And he loved opera, so she mentioned that she was, and she started singing. I mean, people started crying. It was
Oh,
like
wow.
so, it just went through your whole body. You could feel the vibration. So the sound healing and the vibration, and Kay, you're a singer, so you know how you impact your voice. And, yeah, so I love that. It's great.
Yes, exactly. Toning, singing, that's another form of healing. And I would love to be able to sing and add singing to my ensembles, but I don't quite have the voice for it yet. I might have to take singing lessons from somewhere, sometime or something.
Just do it. Just do it. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Work on your ohms and that
Your
type of thing.
ohms. Yeah, that's all.
I think that'll be a wonderful addition to your sound baths and sound healing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, because all of the tones, whether it's singing or a sound bath or the tuning forks, it all heals.
It does, and you are a wonderful healer, and you've been so generous with me, with because I've been through so much. My poor little body has been through a lot, and you're so generous with your healings and such, and you're so good at it. Your energy is just so powerful and wonderful, and really helps, I guess, move, shift some of that energy, some of the stuff that's just kind of stuck. I don't know how to
Right.
explain it any other way. But you move the energy out.
Exactly. Yes. Yes, and I like to be generous because with my healings and my offerings because I grew up with a single mom with three kids and money was tight. There were times we were on food stamps and so I know how, hard it is to when you're trying to make ends meet and so I like to be generous with anything I offer because I don't want anyone not to be able to receive based on a money factor. So
Right.
and you were such a good daughter, Dana.
yes.
You were always there for your
I
mom.
tried to be.
Yeah.
I tried to be, but I'm sure I had my moments, as we all can.
Yeah, we all do, but you were right there for her.
Yeah.
So maybe we should take a look at Facebook and see who's here. And
Okay.
say hi to everybody. If y'all have questions, you can write them in the chat room. If you've never been in here before, you could go, to the 1-2 radio page and go over to on the left side, there's a button that says chat, and go into the chat. And Jay, our producer, will happily let you in if that's the first time you've been here. But you won't have to do that after that if you listen to shows after this. But yeah, feel free to come in and join the conversation. Who we got here today? Oh, we got Renee with pictures of chickens. There you go,
Oh
Marie.
yeah, the chicken, chicken balls.
You should have got some pictures of those little cages.
My gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. And Pamela. Hello, Pamela. Good to see you.
Willie's
She had to
here.
look
Hi,
it up,
Will.
and it is a real thing. She looked it up.
It is a real thing. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's
Crazy.
what I wondered too when I first thought about that one. I saw that. It's like,
Well, when you say chicken orbs, you think they're metaphysical, but they're not.
what? Right, yeah. It's hard to imagine what a chicken orb metaphysical type thing would look like.
Silly, silly.
Maya says hello to us. Suzanne, she's happy to hear us both live today. Me too. Good to be on this side of the dirt. And Pamela again. Oh, Catherine, she's talking to us. Oh, sending us some love from the crows.
Rose,
Yeah. And I'm sure she's still in Ireland. Happy to hear from you, Catherine. Always. Okay. Let's hi to everybody. Again, if you'd like to get in the conversation, just give us a chat.
well, we're going to do a meditation, but do you think we should wait a little bit or do it now? Or see if
Well,
you
we really want to get that meditation in.
Yeah, we do. And how long does that take, Dana? About.
It takes about 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
So I guess it depends on if you want to let everyone just end with the meditation, or if you want to have conversation again, or
Yeah.
after at the end of meditation, or let people share their experiences, or
That would be nice.
Yeah,
That would be
that.
nice, I think. So we should probably do it sooner than later, and then have a chance to, if you have any classes coming up, if you're going to
Yeah.
do any online classes, any Zoom classes, something like that, people might be interested for sure, because the people here, they're from all over the world. Like Catherine's from Ireland. She's in Ireland. So we've got people from everywhere. I don't know if you have anything offered right now, but I think you probably will.
Yes,
Yeah.
I don't have anything on the calendar right now, but it's just I haven't taken the time to sit down after the healers retreat and Labor Day weekend. I haven't scheduled my stuff yet, but I will be sitting down soon to schedule that stuff so
Yeah. And we
I
have a lot
can.
of fairs coming up. Are you going to be at the Stanley Marketplace this weekend?
I'm going to stop by just so I can see
Ah,
all of you people there.
okay. Yeah, we will be there. Me
We'll be
and Renee
there.
will be there and
Oh,
start.
great.
It's an interesting place. It used to be an aircraft place where they made private jets and such. So yeah, it's very different. You look at the outside and the neighborhood, and it's not so great. But you go inside, and there's some great restaurants and little boutiques and stuff in there.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm looking
Okay.
forward to seeing all of you there.
Yeah. So I guess we should probably get started with the meditation if you want to, if you
Okay.
feel
So maybe
like.
if everyone just wants to get in a comfortable position, and if people want to just put some light music on at their homes, they can do that, or just listen to the meditation in silence, whatever your preference is. And just get nice and comfortable. And just take a few deep breaths with your eyes closed. And I will begin by creating sacred space. And we'll begin by invoking Archangel Uriel, linked to the hexahedron. And the spirit of the North. Invoking Archangel Raphael, linked to the octahedron and the spirit of the East. Invoking Archangel Michael, linked to the tetrahedron and the spirit of the South. And invoking Archangel Gabriel, linked to the isohedron and the spirit of the West. Invoking the Divine Mother and the Divine Father, linked to the dodecahedron, crystalline shape of the universe and spirit. This creates a sphere of three-dimensional shape, which is our safe and protected space, our sacred space. We now welcome into our sacred space all the seraphim. Have faith that you will receive from the seraphim angels exactly what is needed and at the precise level of energy and understanding that supports your present state on this day. You can begin to feel the energy points in your feet, making a natural connection to our Mother Earth, Gaia. This grounding energy makes its way up to the root for stabilizing and anchoring our bodies in support of our light journey. Take a moment to feel the strength of Gaia's love and your unity with her aura. This unity activates your heart as it recognizes her unconditional love for you. As you begin to feel the expansion of your heart chakra, see yourself in a light circle, connecting to the collective hearts of all present. You can feel the fullness of the group gathered. As your heart center becomes fully activated and you begin to send out your ray of light into the center ring of the circle, you can see the vibrancy change and meld with the light rays of all present, creating rainbows of light frequencies. The weakest of vibration raises to the highest present, and then all combined rise to a higher frequency of light available to us. This is a natural, ancient process to enjoy as we are all one. It is into this sacred space we have created that we now invite and welcome the master beings of light, archangels, directional spirits, and our personal guides who will enliven and protect the sacred space and those in it. We now ask to receive from Gaia the energetic connectedness to her crystalline grid made of diamond light. As we intentionally become one with our Mother Earth, we easily visualize how our light bodies align and our unique brilliance reflects the light of her aura and the universe beyond. I will now be silent and allow for the connection and linking. At this time, we ask for the presence of the seraphim angels and all seraphic energies that are needed today to assist us in our spiritual journeys on this beloved planet Earth and beyond. Let us take time to allow for this to happen. As we continue by bringing together the energies of the seraphim angels and the supportive energies of Gaia today, they meld together in our heart centers. It is within this heart center we respectfully request and gain access to the interdimensional space of origin, known as the Matrix of Light. At this time, you are free to enter and bask in the amazing colors and frequencies of something not named, but eternally recognized as familiar. I will now be silent as we enjoy this time to float on the waves of plasmic silver and gold in your diamond light body. Draw in nourishment and insights from the still point within the matrix. As you slowly begin to come back to physical awareness, feel the shift in your being. At first, you felt separate from the matrix experience. Now you may realize that what you see within and without of the matrix of light, you and only you create. You truly become more deeply aware of your own divine abilities to change your world reality. It is with gratitude and joy that we offer our deepest thanks to the Seraphim and Gaia, and all contributing benevolent beings for our gifts of light today. We are grateful for the precious ability to come back to the matrix of light as desired or needed. Take a few moments before opening your eyes as you fully begin bring the sense of peace into your physicality. And we thank the Seraphim Angels for this meditation today. Is everyone back now?
I'm back.
Okay. Me too. That was wonderful. Thank you.
That was great.
Sure. I did shorten the pauses than the compared to usual, just because of the you know, usually I do sound bowls and stuff with it. Right. So
yeah.
And for this format, I had to, you know, I did the pauses. But hopefully you had time to enjoy the experiences.
Yeah. That's great.
Yes. Wow.
I don't know about you, but I feel lighter, freer, happier.
Yes. I feel, you know, it was one point when we got to the matrix and all that, it was like helping me connect my mind to my body, because I think I get all heady sometimes and in my head, and the connection was there. And what's so interesting, this is probably trivial Virgo stuff, of course, but it was like, oh, you had too much caffeine today. It's like I really felt that caffeine. It's like, okay. And I usually don't notice that type of thing, but it was just a different kind of connection and connecting with me with my body. And also, it's like my property. It's like Masters Seraphim was working with my property. There were some weird things that happened over the weekend, you know, wreck and people running away and all kinds of crazy stuff. I don't live in the best neighborhood, but it's my home. I love it. And kind of working with my dog too. That was kind of interesting because she's laying here asleep right next to me. And it was just, yeah.
I was going to say my dog was, she must've felt something. I closed the door though, because she'll be in here. She's a big girl, and she's like crying outside the door. She's like yawning and trying to be casual, you know, but she could feel something because she was quiet until then. But just like the crows and magpies, you know, they sense that energy.
Oh, yeah.
That's who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was great. I saw a lot of color, too. A lot of color.
Me, too. Yes. Yeah.
And then at one point, I jumped into a cocoon. I hatched out of it. Anyway. That was cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'd love to. I love that. I love that feeling. Yeah.
A lot of time, it's funny you say that, because a lot of times if I can't go to sleep, I'll ask Sarah Fidelian to wrap me up in a golden cocoon of their wings,
yeah,
and help me go to sleep, and that does work.
Yeah, I was in it. The cocoon was, you know, it was nice. then I popped out and I was like all better. But yeah, so thank you. That was lovely.
Oh, sure. And my big dog is here with me too, so he's been passed out the whole time. So all the dogs are involved.
Yes,
They
they
are.
are. They are. I think they're like so grounding for us anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And amazing, amazing creatures.
Yes,
I
yes.
always have to have a dog. I
Me
didn't have
too.
one for a while when I was not well, but the universe conspired to bring me another one.
Yeah.
I got one I called a divorce dog because my son's friends were getting divorced and he bought a puppy for the kids and she didn't want it. I ended up with a dog. But I love this dog. Anyway. So it was meant to be. Meant to be.
So once I do figure out my class schedule, do you want me to provide that to you guys
Absolutely.
to bring to
Yes.
you, to mention it to your listeners?
That'd be great. Yep.
Okay.
And maybe sometime I can have you back on again, and where you'll be able to include your music, because that's so wonderful. I love that. But I love the meditation too. It's just your, and your voice is so soothing. I love your voice in the meditations.
No, thank you. Thank you. Because
Wonderful.
we always think our voice sounds strange. Our own
Yeah.
voice sounds strange, but
Oh, it sounds great. And what's the name of your website?
it's www.onethreadhealing.com.
Let's see if I can get this in here.
And I also have a Facebook page of One Thread Healing as well.
Should have put this in earlier. Oh, I hope I got that right. www.onethreadhealing. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put it in the in Facebook. So if
Okay.
someone would like to get a hold of you, and Dana is local. We're in the Denver area, of course. So she's in the I don't know. Well, you're going to have classes or classes and kind of events coming up with the sound concerts and such,
Yes.
sound bath healings. I mean, there's a difference between concerts and sound baths, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Yes.
So I just want to remind you that Maureen and I are both our advisors on One to Listen. You can call us or chat us up or get a TBS from us. We've got several talented advisors on One to Radio. We're the last live show of the week. So we thank you for being here and wrapping up the week with us. Next week, of course, we'll have all the great shows and with Peggy and CA and Mark Husson and Aaron and everyone. But thank you so much for being here with us. Anything you want to add, Maureen?
No, well, we're doing the show this weekend. I don't know if locals, would come to the Stanley Marketplace. It's from 10 to 6 Saturday, Sunday. Is that Aurora or Denver? I can't remember.
That is Aurora.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll be doing that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do readings tonight at the First Spiritual Science Church on Dahlia Street. That's the first Thursday that originated with Kay and Pastor Susan. I'm just going to show up tonight. I love going. I love doing it. So anyway.
Oh yeah, it's a great energy. It's just a safe place for people to go
It
and get
is.
readings, or those who belong, our readers in the church, a safe place to learn your skills and such. It
Yep.
really is. It's wonderful.
So anyway.
So thank you, Dana, so
Thanks,
much for being with
Dana.
us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for allowing me to be on here, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Oh,
It was a gift.
it's my pleasure.
Yeah.
So anyway, y'all have a good week, and we'll see you next Thursday.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.